Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
I've been working in the vineyard for the Lord for what seems like a lifetime. You have dreams and you've worked towards things that you wanted to accomplish for yourself. But somehow your biggest goals always seem to be just out of your reach. But the Lord told me to tell you that he knows who you are. Yes, he's seen your work and he's also seen your tears. And he wants you to know today that you're not forgotten. He's here to reward you for all your faithfulness. But he said in his word that if you would delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. In other words, not only will he give you what you need, but he promised to give you whatever you want. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Hang in there and prepare yourself for your blessing. It's your time now.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. What a word of the Lord comes alive. We just stop by to say thank you. Thank you for your compassion, how you kept us as we slept in slumber on last night. We just stop by to say thank you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind and minded know who we are, who we belong to, and we say thank you. Thank you for this awesome day. You allowed us to see another Sunday morning. I say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, God. Didn't get a 911 on last night. Our loved ones still in the land of the living. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you. Oh, we just say thank you, Father. Lift up our pastor to you this morning, LaRon Matthews, Father God. Continue to pour your strength into him, Lord God, as he pour out to many near and far, Father God. Strengthen his body right now that only you can do, Father God. And we say thank you. Thank you for continuing to keep your arms around the whole entire Matthew family, Father God, from mom, dad, to all in between and the seeds to come, Father. We say thank you. Lift up Rita and her child family, Father God. Do a new thing in her family, through her family, for her family, Father God, for her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, she faithfully works behind the scenes, Father God. So do a new thing for her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Come with a humble heart and stretched out arms today, Father, to welcome you to rule and reign in our lives today, Father God. Welcome you in our services on today, Father God, from the pulpit to the back door, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We thank you that you're sending in more men in the ministry to help prophet and elder, Lord God, and Deacon Sanchez, Father God. Bring your men in right by your Holy Spirit, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we say thank you. Lift up Elder Hunter, Lord God, and his entire family to you, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around him as well and his family, Father God, from the oldest to the youngest and all in between and his seeds to come, Father God. And we say thank you. Lift up Deacon Sanchez and his entire family, Father God. Keep your arms around them, Father God. Open up doors for the family that can't no man close. Close doors that can't no man open in Sanchez's family, Father God. Because we say thank you. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere this morning. Driving out everything in the atmosphere that's not of the Holy Spirit. And welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in the atmosphere. Drive COVID to the dry place for your people, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by all the hospitals on today. Create miracle signs and wonders in the hospitals on today, Father God. And we say thank you. Stop by the intensive care unit, Lord God. Stop by the emergency room, Lord God. And we say thank you for doing a new thing today, Father God, that only you able to do, because you able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, Father God. I lift up Rosie to you, Father God, and the loss of her loved one this week, Father God. I ask you to comfort that family as well, and all the bereaved families that came before her, Father God. I ask you to continue to comfort them, Father God. Continue to heal and mend their broken hearts, Father God, that only you can do. And we say thank you for your right hand holding us all up. And we say thank you. Holding our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. We say thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, keeping from seen and unseen danger, we say thank you. We cover our neighbors with the blood today, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet today, Father God, and their family members, their loved ones, God. Cover and keep them, Lord God, that only you can do, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're married to the backsliders, Father God. Slide them back to you by your Holy Spirit. You love the backslider. Slide them back by your Holy Spirit, Father God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. And we ask you to have your way today, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. The lift of our heads looks over our heads, Father God. We are not homeless today, Lord God, and we say thank you. But we ask you to cover the homeless, Lord God, near and far, Father God. Meet their needs, Lord God. Touch the hearts of your people that can do more for the homeless, God. And we truly give you the praise and give you the glory. Thank you for stopping by all the penitentiaries on today, going from cell to cell today, Father God. Stopping by the county jails on today, going from cell to cell. Heal and deliver those inmates, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every airplane, every runway today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, every train track today, Father God. Cover the trains today, the buses today, Lord God. Cover all the cab drivers, the Uber drivers. Protect them in the neighborhoods they go in, Father God, that only you can do. And we say thank you for their safety, Father God. Because your word says if a man don't work, they don't eat. And they out to make a living for their families, Father God. So keep them safe from all harm and danger, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we come to bless your name today, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for being our daddy, Father God. We thank you for loving us when we sometimes didn't love ourselves, Father God. But we ask you to have your way, have your way, have your way. Rule and reign, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. Because we're nothing without you. We could do nothing without you, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we thank you for your strength today. We thank you that we're that tree today, planted by the river. We shall not be moved by no circumstances or situations, because we will stay focused on the problem solver and not the problem. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I do pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you. We're nothing without you. Have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we magnify you, glorify you, Father God, and give you honor for who you are in each and every life, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for sharing your love abroad upon us, oh, Father God. Lord, we thank you, O Father God, for waking us up this morning, O Father God, giving us the breath of life, O Father God, so that we can move and have our being in you, O Father God, as our mind is stayed upon you, O Father God, and the words, O Father God, that you have established upon our heart that bring us to remembrance that you would never forsake us nor leave us, O Father God, and that we have the power, O Father God, that you have given us, O Father God, in situations, O Father God, to do thy bidding and to do thy will here upon earth, O Father God, as it is in heaven. And I thank you also, Father God, and magnify you and glorify you, O Father God. O Father God, if you have not done anything in each and every one of our lives, oh Father God. We honor you and praise you and love you because you are who you are to us, oh Father God. You are the Lord God Almighty, and you sent your Son, oh Father God, to die upon Calvary, oh Father God, for the freedom and deliverance, oh Father God, of your will here upon earth, oh Father God, because you said greater things shall we do, oh Father God. So I thank you, oh Father God, that you have prepared us for such a time as this, oh Father God, to carry your word in with me, oh Father God, and to expose the enemy, oh Father God, that has been decimating, oh Father God, your people with deception, oh Father God, with the things of the world, oh Father God, that we may have indulged in, oh Father God, ignorantly, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for opening up our eyes to see the subtle tactics of the enemy, oh Father God, that we may have introduced in our lives, oh Father God, thinking it was you, oh Father God. But we thank you, oh Father God, for opening our eyes to the deceptional tactics, oh Father God, that the enemy has been instituting in our lives, oh Father God, your people's lives for such a long time. But we thank you, oh Father God, for bringing that to an end, oh Father God, for destroying that kingdom that was built up in our minds, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, could we here upon earth, oh, Father God, thy bidding and thy will, oh, Father God, and to establish thy kingdom, oh, Father God, within, oh, Father God, that thy kingdom will be established outwardly, oh, Father God, that the kingdom is built within us, oh, Father God, and all thy decrees and righteousness, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for opening up our eyes again so that we may see, that we may take action, oh Father God, in the spiritual world, oh Father God, decreeing and declaring and destroying those things that you have opened up our eyes to see, and the deception and the tactics of the enemy that he has instituted into our families and lives of people, Father God. Oh, we thank you for establishing that up in our lives. We thank you, oh Father God, for getting us ready, oh Father God. We thank you for killing our inward ground, oh Father God, and everything in us, oh Father God, pulling out, oh Father God, those things, oh Father God, that may hinder, oh Father God, your word from totally taking root within our lives to establish your kingdom here upon earth because of the indoctrinations, oh Father God, that we may have built the foundation on. Oh, but we thank you, oh Father God, for your Holy Spirit, oh Father God, who you said that would lead us into all truth, oh Father God. Oh, and we thank you, oh Father God, that we are receptive and open, oh Father God, because the only voice, oh Father God, that we will follow is your voice, because we intimately know your voice, because you intimately know each and every one of us, and you intimately know how and what we would respond to. Oh, and we thank you, oh Father God, for your great love that you have for us, oh Father God, for knowing each and every one individually. That's why you are the most high God, oh Father God, and we honor you and we thank you and we glorify you for who you are and what you are doing up in the lives of your people, oh Father God. Oh, you are awesome in all your ways, oh Father God. Oh, you have kept us, oh Father God. Oh, you are preparing the way, oh Father God. Oh, you have prepared the way, oh Father God. And you are establishing, oh Father God, the roads and the routes, oh Father God, that each individual should take, oh Father God, for the upcoming situations, oh Father God, that we may encounter, oh Father God. Oh, but we thank you, oh Father God, that we have an ear to hear your word within, oh Father God, that we know your voice, oh Father God, because the voice of the stranger, but the voice of the flesh, we will not follow, oh Father God, but we will be attentive, oh Father God, to your word and to your voice. Father God, speaking to us, oh Father God, inwardly, oh Father God. Oh, and we honor you and praise you and glorify you, oh Father God, for giving us things, oh Father God, for leading us, oh Father God, into your word, leading us to understand certain scriptures in your word, oh Father God, in a way that we have never understood them before. All things were made by you and for you, and there was not nothing made, oh Father God, that you does not have authority over, oh Father God. Oh, and you have placed that authority, oh Father God, in us, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you again for the training ground, oh Father God, Lord, because everything that the enemy meant for bad, oh, Father God, you allowed it because you knew, oh, Father God, that it would be turned around for our good, oh, Father God, and it would be a way, oh, Father God, to open up our eyes to see, oh, Father God, the power that dwells within, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for cutting short the battle, the mental battle, oh, Father God, that some are being tossed to and fro, oh, Father God. Oh, thank you, oh, Father God, for strengthening your people, oh, Father God, for the one, oh, Father God, that the battle may be too strong in the mental gymnastics, oh, Father God, may be a little bit too overwhelming. Oh, but I thank you even now, Father God, for sending your comforting and warning minister angel to destroy those attacks that is upon your children, oh, Father God, and that you would give them peace and joy, oh, Father God, as they rest, and you will send helpers into them, oh, Father God, in the recovery mode, oh, Father God, which is not going to take a long time, oh, Father God. Oh, but you did tell us to take rest, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you, oh, Father God, for keeping your hand upon us, oh, Father God. We thank you for covering us, oh, Father God, and alerting us, oh, Father God, to pray, oh, Father God, when we are not, oh, Father God, in situations, oh, Father God, or in areas, oh, Father God. Oh, but Father God, that's when you answer us to pray, that's where your word need to be established at, oh, Father God, in that area. In the spirit and mention in the spiritual realm is being overtaken by your word, and we are destroying the works of the enemy in those areas that you alert us to be mindful and watchful of in the task that you have given each individual, because you hear your word, oh, Father God, when your word is spoken here upon the earth, oh, Father God, and the love that you have given your people to love others, oh, Father God, and the eyes that you have given some to see, and the empathy and the compassion in that they have for others, oh, Father God, based upon the foundation of your word, oh, Father God, and that they are being your extension and conduit here upon earth for those individuals, oh, Father God, that we may meet, oh, Father God, through this season of our life that we are in, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, again, for your bless, your covenant, oh, Father God, your blood of protection, oh, Father God. Your blood, your anointing of believability, oh, Father God, your strength, oh, Father God, your supernatural mobility, oh, Father God. We thank you for giving us all things that we may need, oh, Father God, for upcoming situations, oh, Father God, that we may encounter or entertain, oh, Father God, in this season. Oh, we thank you too, oh, Father God, even beforehand that you are making all things new. Oh, Father God, you're preparing us for that. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you are covering us, oh, Father God, so with the enemies in our lives in this season, oh, Father God, that they will pass over us, oh, Father God, that they will not, we will not have a place within us that the enemy, excuse me, may notice and will try to establish himself in. Oh, but we thank you, oh, Father God, for covering us and keeping us, oh, Father God, because there will be nothing in us, oh, Father God, that the enemy may be able, oh, Father God, to attach himself to, oh, Father God, and to cause destruction, and to cause delay. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your liberty, oh, Father God, that you have placed up in our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, even in your words you say, do not use your liberty for talk of maliciousness like the enemies have, oh, Father God. Oh, but Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for opening our eyes in that area so that we may see to see, oh, Father God, and be able to hear and to move, oh, Father God, and that spiritual realm, oh, Father God, to tear down, oh, Father God, those things that the enemy have had control of and established his strongholds in people's lives, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for giving us that ability, oh, Father God, that is measured by love, oh, Father God, to destroy those things, oh, Father God, that we may encounter and come upon in us and also in others, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for you being our lifeguard, oh, Father God, our lifeguard, oh, Father God, that save us, oh, Father God, from out of the situations, oh, Father God, that we have encountered, oh, Father God, and that may have overtaken some, oh, Father God, and they're not strong enough, oh, Father God, to lift them or pull themselves out, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for sending lifeguards up in our situations, oh, Father God, to pull us out, oh, Father God, of the situations that we may have encountered, fell into, or even doing now up in our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for sending your lifeguards, oh, Father God, or to pull us out, oh, Father God, from despair, and mental challenges and physical challenges, oh, Father God, all of those things, oh, Father God, distractions, oh, Father God, all of those things that the enemy, oh, Father God, may try to bombard us with in this season, oh, Father God. Oh, but we thank you, oh, Father God, that you are preparing us and equipping us because our mind is always stayed upon you and our armor is always on and intact, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, and we even thank you now, Father God, for you sending your lifeguard, oh, Father God, throughout the land, oh, Father God, to save those that are bound and in despair and falling in the depths, oh, Father God, of the enemy and hand that he may have placed up in their life. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for sending your angels, oh, Father God, to set the captives free, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, all that you're doing and all that you're going to do, oh, Father God, in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for liberty, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for you placing that within us, oh, Father God, to overcome, oh, Father God, those things, oh, Father God, that we are going to encounter. Oh, thank you for giving us wisdom, oh, Father God. Thank you, for Father God, for giving us the mental capacity to know how to move and when to move. Oh, let wisdom have its perfect place. Oh, Lord, open up our eyes to have great discernment, oh, Father God, to know how to speak and when to speak, oh, Father God. Oh, thank you, Father God, for equipping us with all things needed in this season, oh, Father God, that is quickly approaching. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, again, oh, Father God, for a Passover, oh, Father God, that is quickly approaching, oh, Father God, that you are not letting those things, oh, Father God, that is for our enemy, land upon us because of deception and ungodly things that we may have counted in our life in the past, oh, Father God, that he may try to hold us to. Oh, but we thank you, oh, Father God, because we are set free, oh, Father God, from what Yahshua HaMashiach Christ done upon Calvary. Oh, we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, because you have brought us out, oh, Father God. Oh, we love you, oh, Father God, with all our heart, mind, body, and soul, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing, oh, Father God, for your ministering angels, oh, Father God, here upon earth, oh, Father God. Oh, we even thank you now for preparing their hearts, oh, Father God, your children to receive your word, oh, Father God, that we fall upon good ground, oh, Father God, and the revelation and the inspiration, oh, Father God, that they may receive from their word, oh, Father God, let it be covered by your blood, that it will not be snatched from them, because it's going to fall upon good ground. Oh, we thank you for your hedge of protection, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for keeping us as we move and have our being, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your healing again, oh, Father God, going throughout the land, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for giving resilientness, oh, Father God, to our inner systems, oh, Father God, that certain things, oh, Father God, in the world, throughout the atmosphere, hemisphere, stratosphere, try to attack and to weaken, to have us focus upon the physical, oh, Father God, while the enemy, oh, Father God, may be doing things in the spirit, oh, Father God, but we say not so, oh, Father God. We are tentatively aware, oh, Father God, in every minute, every hour, every second, oh, Father God, as agents of the Most High God, doing the work, oh, Father God, to destroy the tactics of the enemy in our lives and in the lives of others, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, Father God, for what you're doing, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your healing virtue again, oh, Father God, going throughout the land, oh, Father God. Oh, thank you, oh, Father God, that we are filtering, oh, Father God, everything, oh, Father God, that we breathe And that as we breathe and filter out those things, oh, Father God, supernaturally, oh, Father God, that may try to do our bodies harm, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for everything natural that they use upon the earth. It was already established in the spirit, oh, Father God, in the invisible, and things is being made visible. But we thank you, Father God, for giving us, oh, Father God, that insight and that ability, oh, Father God, to carry that, Father God, here up in the earth realm, oh, Father God, and it be for your glory and for the building of your kingdom, oh, Father God, in those areas and in that understanding, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you have come to set the captives free, oh, Father God. Oh, you have set liberty upon us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you have given us all things, oh, Father God, here upon earth to enjoy. But we understand that there's a time and a season for everything up under the sun. There's spring, winter, and summer, and fall, and in all of those seasons, oh, Father God, everything is done differently. So we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for giving us, oh, Father God, those things, oh, Father God, for us to do and to know that we ought to do and the love that we should bring, we should go up in with that power and anointing and understanding, oh, Father God, that we are here, oh, Father God, to follow you, O Father God, and you alone, O Father God. Oh, we thank you for your training, O Father God, for living in this world, O Father God, but not of it, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name, oh, Father God. Oh, we honor you with everything in us, oh, Father God, because you are awesome, Father God, in all your ways, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we love you. We honor you. We magnify you. We glorify you. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for putting your words, oh, Father God, in the mouth of your servant, oh, Father God, that is speaking to your people throughout this land today, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We honor you, we glorify you, and we magnify you. And we know that there is no condemnation to us which are in Christ to walk, that we walk not after, Father God, the flesh, but after the spirit. And Yahshua HaMashiach said, Shalom.
Join Prophet Lerone Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Lerone Matthews on Facebook and Lerone Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
Dr. Lerone Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and Lerone Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on Lerone Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. Lerone Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you and top of the day to each and every one of you all. I welcome you all today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, Dr. Lauren Matthews, overseer of two phenomenal ministries in the land that God is blowing up and blessing the lives of so many people around the world. Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, Texas, and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois. And we welcome each and every one of you all for joining us on today and thanking God for all that he is doing for you, you and you on today. And we're just giving him all the praise, the glory, and the honor for who he is in our life and for the things that he's doing for our lives. We are in the powerful season. And I'm telling you, when I say a powerful season, beloved, we're in a season where you're watching major things beginning to unveil all around us. And for those who truly trust the Lord, you're seeing it, you're watching it, you're viewing it from many places in your life, heart and mind today. And we're thanking God for those of you who are joining us. I want to take this time to thank the prayer warrior, intercessors, and kingdom leaders who so graciously rise to the occasion every Sunday morning and bless our spirit through prayer intercession on today. I thank you all so much. And I don't take it lightly who you are to the kingdom of God and who you are to many of us in this season of your life personally and all of the mighty things that the Lord is doing with you and for you for such a time as this. I certainly thank God for our powerful ministries once again and those of you who play an integral role and continue to bring the kingdom of God alive in such a powerful way. I honor the Lord for many of you on today for your stretched out arm and your commitment, your dedication to the work and the labor of the kingdom of God. Because I will tell you one thing, without you, we can do a lot of the things that we're doing. It takes the fortitude, the men and women of God who are willing to stand on their watch and stay in position and post to do what we do in the kingdom of God. And so graciously, many of you have held your position in such a time as this and did not deviate from the course of the work that God has given you and the responsibility that the Lord has put in your hand to connect with for this dispensation, time, season, and hour. So I thank God for each and every one of you all on today for all that you do and the many things that you have stood the test of time in to bring his word alive to so many of us and so many of the people of God. So I graciously thank God for you and you on today. Man of God, woman of God, and so many more of you who are staying strong in this season to continue to fight the good fight of faith and walk in total victory for the kingdom of God and the lives of God's people. So I bless the Lord for you on today. Look, I'm going to continue what I shared last week because it was so important what God was releasing to us. And I'm going to tell you, men and women of God, when I say it was important, believe me, it is tremendously important what God is saying to you and saying to me on today and many of us because of the major attacks in the land and so many things that are coming our way. And so I want to continue in this prophetic vein that we're in. And as you're joining us today, please come on in. Please share with others that they may be blessed as well and ministered by the word of God. I thank God. Thank you once again for all of the great kingdom phenomena who are standing strongly and in their position. Thank God for you on today and your continue to press in for such a time as this. Please, as you're coming in, would you share with others that they may be blessed as well, too, and that they may be ministered to. There's so many people in this time that we're in that are being they're being pressured. The pressure is heavy on a lot of us, but we're able to endure the fierce battles and challenges that are coming our way from every direction. So as a powerful kingdom leader, we have to maintain such a presence in the Lord and such a presence in him that whatever the enemy is attempting to do, we have to walk in such a position that he will not be able to get any credit for what God has done and the things the Lord is doing for our life in this dispensation timetable that we're in. So stay strong, stand tall, don't move from your post and your position. Continue to be firm, consistent, and dedicated in all of those areas of your life in this season, hour, and this dispensation. I think it's not strange what we're watching, what we're seeing, because there's so many things that look like it's working, it's real, but the counterfeits are working even harder to move you out of your place and out of your position. And over the last several weeks, we've been really dealing with critical things at the turmoil, at the turning point. And I want many of you really to understand what's happening at this turning point and what we're up against at this critical time and this critical season. Those of you who are joining us, please let us know what city, town, and nation you're listening in from so that we can pray with you. If you have a prayer request, please share with put it up there as well so that we can stand in the gap for you, your nation, your country, as well as your city. Pray with me if you would. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we honor you. We glorify, we magnify, and we magnograph your name. Father, we thank you right now for an explosive season, but yet a dangerous one. But we know that the angels of the living God and the angels that are operating in the heavenlies and those that are operating in the courtroom of the justice system has rendered a decision. We know that the enemy has already been judged, and therefore, God, we're standing firm on each and every case that comes before us. Father, we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Now, God, heal the mind, thought, and will of those who are struggling going in and those who are in the intensive care and those who are in the emergency room and those that are headed there in the name of Jesus. You navigate them. You cover them. And I bind the hand of the enemy and I rebuke every demonic principality and power that will try to distract them right now from delivering these prophetic babies in this season in the name of Jesus. And now God, navigate the thought, mind, and will. And Father, we thank you for it in advance. In the name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen to the Lamb of God. Now, many of you, if you would be so kind enough to share that others may be blessed, they may be ministered to on today. Those of you who will join us, please join us. There will be a prophetic utterance that will be released, a prophet foretell and foretell. Many of us in this season, in the land, we must understand as we're foretelling and foretelling, you have to be very critical, when I say critical, be very careful in this critical time of who gets into your ear. He who controls your hearing usually can control your destiny. And in that, you have to be very sensitive to what is being released to you or told to you, because the damage that we're hearing now is changing the trajectory of people's lives instantly, quickly, and we have to be in our post, in our position, to be the voice of reasoning for so many people that are losing it along the way. And when I say losing it, they're losing it along the way. The illusions in the land and the delusions in the land are shifting so many people out of their position in God and their relationship to God. And so we have to be very firm in this time. Over the last several weeks, and I would probably say if I tame the timing, it has been in the last 14 to 16 days that the fight and the battles that are coming at me, and I know many of them that are coming at you, are to get you to question God. Are you really here, Lord? Are you going to move? And what I'm saying to many of you all, you're at a plateau in the things of the kingdom of God. And that is why satanic surveillances are watching every move that we are making. So for some of you who are getting ready to bask in the greatest season of your life, be very careful in this dispensation that the enemy, the devil, does not bewitch you at this moment. Don't let him bewitch you. And the reason I'm saying this right now is because many things that are happening are happening in your favor and for your life right now. So what the enemy is trying to do at this very moment is have you to question God from a place of anger and frustration. And many of you, we don't have the right to do that. And the reason I'm sharing this is because the enemy is visiting the part of the mind that deal with issues concerning consequences of our choices in previous years, previous months, previous days. He's visiting those critical areas of our life. And so since he's doing that, what he's trying to do, he is trying to move you from seeing what is getting ready to manifest for you, in you, and through you. Let's move into the word of the Lord God. Now, I shared last week. Now, those of you who followed me last week with what I shared, that's connected to this week. And what I'm going to release to you, I want many of you to understand. Sister Frazier, this is a word for you. The Lord had me really praying for you, woman of God. And I'm telling you, he had me praying. It's like I was laboring in the spirit for you because there's so many things entering into this place, said the Lord in interpretation. I'm moving and I'm calling you to see me for who I am in you and where I'm taking you, says the Lord. As I was praying, I was watching how God was moving over your life, but the enemy was trying to navigate you. It's almost like he's trying to pull you, but where I see you, you're at in the Lord. You're in a safe place in God. So remain steadfast, unremovable, abounding in him, and watch how he will move over you, in you, and on your behalf, says the Lord. And I'm telling you, there are so many things that God had promised you before these major transitions in your life, these major transitions that God has taken you to. But I want you to understand your frequency that you in. Stay in that place because a greater door will be open unto you for this next great move in your life, says the Lord. Stay in that place and watch him move on your behalf, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Now, for many of us, this word here, and I'm going to take you into the spiritual. I want everybody to understand the dimensions of the impossible, For some of us, anytime you, anytime you're getting ready to move into the next sound of God, you will meet the sound of the counterfeit that will look just like what you're asking God for. We can't allow any room for flesh to have victory and create a victimized state. What am I saying? This is a word for you, Sister Tammy Carson. I'm going to teach and prophesy at the same time. So, Yatho Sheba, Yai shall see what is to come. Lately, when I speak in tongues, God's been giving me an accurate understanding of the word. Woman of God, you are in a season right at this moment where the daggers of yesterday are trying to trap you in your today. The daggers of yesterday are coming at you this moment. And this is for some of you all too. The daggers of yesterday are coming at you in your now. And the reason being, many of us, the Lord, do all of y'all remember I told y'all February 25th, today it is. For many of you, this date seals many things that are about to maneuver universally. The climatic shift in the earth realm is working in the favor of us now. I'm telling you, it's working in the favor. That is why the enemy is creating daggers of yesterday to try to stop and blind you at this very moment, woman of God. You have to be steadfast and unremovable, because where God has you at is not about your position as it relates to rank and file. When I say rank and file, many of the believers are caught up in the rank and file. When I say rank and file, I'm talking about those who operate in levels of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastoral, teacher, bishop, bishopric, Suffolkian bishop, archbishop, district elders, a minister, whatever you at. It's not about your rank and file. It's about your mind being connected to the spiritual dimensions of God because of what is being released in the spirit world that's manifesting in the natural. This is a word for Elder Les Stevenson. This is a word for you, man of God. I want you to hear this. I see your writing. I see a book. I see a major platform. But I see old storms trying to dash across your face while all of these things are happening for you. The Spirit of the Lord God has ignited you with a soundtrack within the substratum of your cerebrum. He's given you a soundtrack that's housing great crisp sound and frequency for the right now of this dispensation. So as you're walking in this crisp place, everything around you is trying to navigate you out of your post and your position. Think it not strange where you're at right now, and you're getting ready to break loose, but certain fear, F-E-A-R, are trying to distract your atmosphere where you're at. It's trying to shift you, but stay the course. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world and the world system. Over the last 14 days, and as I was sharing with many of you all, mentioning it is imperative that this day for you all, stay the course. You're going to see that what you're seeing right now is really an unraveling. So many of us have been trapped, and this is an unraveling. And some of the unraveling of us is based upon us breaking a loose, but we're breaking a loose with fear because it's trying to grip you at this turning point. It's a critical turning point for you. And so you must stay this course because of what's getting ready to be open. Let me give you a perfect example. Here's what you watch in the earth realm. The gatekeepers of the old are no longer in place. So what you're experiencing is the gatekeeper of the old, you're experiencing residue. And the residue is trying to draw you out of place, out of your position. However, many of us have to stay this course because of what's being released in the land and what's being told to us by the genre of the social media platform in the mainstream media deception. So the confusion has nothing to do with you. The confusion is the enemy is trying to use the residue to draw many of us back into this abyss of things when God had broken us out of it. So some of you who have gone through this week of weeping, it's like some of us been going through this week of weeping, like you cry, or you're feeling deeply emotion, sometimes mood, the separation that is coming in the land. This 25th day launches. It's launching time. You even hear them talking about it with the NASA and the things that's happening. On Thursday, millions of people in the land lost telecommunication. Now follow me. You all lost telecommunication. AT&T had telecommunication loss, and they had the system had shifted. Now listen to this. If many of you right now go to the map and see the map where the major communication in the world were breached, you'll find out that all of the major cities, all of those cities were major cities throughout the United States. And in those major cities throughout the United States are just like the major maps that they had during the COVID time in 2020. All of those major cities. So it's a preparation for the blackout that's on its way to the earth. And it's going to manifest. That's why many of you, I was sharing with you all that as you're transitioning, that's why some of you all, your frequencies, like some of you, your frequency, your thoughts, your frequencies, I use the word channeled or the chenanaya, your sound has been hit. And so what you're experiencing is the breach that is trying to create deception to move us from the total dependency on God, Yahweh, to the dependent on them portals for you to be able to flow in and operate in. Listen, you're at the crossroad. We're at a crossroad of the impossible. And even during that time, if you were a prophetic person, your total life depended on where you were at in God. And the reason being, you had to tap into a spiritual dimension unprecedented during that time. And I'm telling you, some of you in this timing that you're in, brace yourself for what you're about to see as you're entering into the month of March after today and what we're about to see. And it's going to get horrendous as it relates to what is going to be released and what we're getting ready to experience in the next 5, 6, 7 days, especially 4 days, the next 4 days here. Let me take you over into the word of the Lord God here so we can follow the word so you can understand. So you can understand the depth of how critical this is. I mean, when I say the depth of how critical this is, you're going to understand this, and you're going to hear it clearly for the right now, people of God. I was on my phone. This is my phone. This is my phone. I was on my cell phone as soon as my phone came back up. When my phone came back up, because they monitored me everywhere I was going, I was traveling. I was traveling, you know, because many of you already know they have these people following me when I travel because of what I've been revealing to the world and to nations and to political people and so many things that I have been revealing. So as soon as my phone came back up, I didn't have to dial out. There were people already on my frequency talking. They were already talking. Little did they know that when my phone came back up, I heard them communicating. They were already communicating. They were already communicating. And it was almost, it was the sound of you ever hear people have walkie-talkies, what they call walkie-talkies? Well, they were talking like they was in a walkie-talkie. And so I heard them talking. And by accident, this is what I said. I said, who is this on? I said, who this is on my phone? And, you know, and the man just, you know what the man said? Oh, he hears us. Get off his, get off the line. The other guy said, get off, jump off. He hears us. Had I not said anything, I would have heard all of the details of what the plot was, the scheme was. He said, get off the frequency. I didn't know he heard us. He hears us. Let me tell you something. The 25th. Now, this is very critical to what many of you about to see in your natural eyes, what's about to manifest now in the natural sense. Spiritual, some of you picked it up, some didn't, but in the natural, you're going to view it and know it's what you're seeing happening right now. Now, everybody, if you want to share with people, go ahead. The 28th, between now and the 28th, a major, it's almost like a major coup is going to happen. The United States of America, and you can go Google this. Go, you can Google it right now. You can go for yourself. It's saying over in the West Bank, Israel over in territory that are forbidden to go based upon the alliances that were made between the United States, them, and other countries. And the major confusion is the United States intelligence told the president and told many of the leaders that what Israeli prime minister is doing do not supposed to be happening. But yet and still, they're giving them military might and other things that are happening right now. What we're about to see and what you're experiencing now is a major cataclysmic showdown. Now, what do that mean for us? It means for us that those of you who are in relationship with God must be able to not only pray, but to prepare to act at this time with what's going on and what we're experiencing. That is why it is imperative for you to know what you're hearing in the land is shifting the dynamics of where many of us are going and what many of us are seeing and what many of us are experiencing in the spirit world. It's now, and it's happening at this very moment for all of us. Nobody is exempt in this dispensation of what we're seeing and what's being manifested right now in the world as a prophetic voice to the world and to many people. The enemy is trying to get you to question the validity of God's plan for his original people or the origin of things he have in place. That lying spirit in the land is to deviate you from the details of where God is taking you and where he's maneuvering us right now. That's why you're seeing all of this artificial intelligence, all of these things that are dealing with events in the land and the timetable that are happening right now. So don't be moved, prophetic people, because many of the prophetic people, whether you're in worship, praise, whether you're in praise dance, whether you're flowing heavy, your spiritual realm of the kingdom is heightened now. And so many things are being opened to you. And that's why you're dealing with major distractors and things that are trying to confuse the prophetic realm and the spiritual dimension of your frequency, your sound, your worship, your praise, your thought process, your ability, your reasoning, your cognitive, even to the area where the enemy is taking your thoughts. As soon as you pick up your thoughts, it's immediately being interrupted, and you got to go back. You're getting frustrated that I had this point. I had this thought. It was right here. I knew God spoken to me. He gave it to me. You have to be so quickening in your spirit because of the elevating realm of the spirit world that is trying to snatch, steal, and move you out of your post or your position for right now. It's very important that you know what you know right now. And the reason being is because everything that's coming your way right now, that's coming your way, is to deviate you, And it's going to deviate your course because everything now, the Gregorian calendar sealed everything for 442 years. The actual date that the Gregorian calendar was established was 1582 to 1982. That's 400 years. From 1982 to 2024, that's 42 years. That's 442 years. 400 years of bondage. 42 years of who would dominate the earth realm. Jesus came down to what? 40 and two generations. The Jews were in bondage for 400 years. So the raising up now is the men and the women of God for this dispensation. That's why no one hear anything from Vatican City. And you know why you're not hearing things from Vatican City? It's because of the prophetic trajectory going on right now in Vatican City. No one is hearing anything concerning the royal family. They're off of the grid right now. And the reason why they're off of the grid right now is because in the spirit world, those two major entities are communicating with each other. That's why in 1604 to 1611, the King James Version of the Bible transition were already connected to the Catholic Church positioning. So you have these two are in battle within the system. And you know why? Because the plan for this dispensation, they missed the target. That's why they invested in hiring and having Dr. Fauci, who of the Jesuit order in the Catholic Church, who was connected in from 82 all the way to now. Under seven presidents were in position in post to be able to solidify what the original strategy is. That's why you have confusion over in Israel. That's why you see the battles that are going on in the nation concerning the USA and the border. Everything has been open. So you're seeing the rising up of them, the nations coming in. Those nations are coming back together. Those people are coming back together. And it's only our culture that is being used and deceived and manipulated at this time. That's why the high-ranking leadership, if you understand right now, every black leader that's in any high-ranking position in the world, you don't hear anything from them, period. No one hears anything. Show me a leader, high-ranking black leader that's in the United States doing anything right now because they're collateral damage and they can't say anything right now. That's why on the 11th, when they raised up Usher name means gatekeeper. He's the gatekeeper. He is the next move. And what P. Diddy couldn't do to him, he broke away. but there's a trap inside for this next move. So people of God, think it not strange why they're dealing right now all over the world when it comes to what? To the artificial intelligence, even in what's going on right now in the very city of Alabama with that little seed that everybody has, that little birthing seed. You know why? Because at this time, everything in its origin is coming into place, It's coming into total position in place. And you're seeing those who may sacrifice and those who are in collateral damage in a showdown right now. It's in a major showdown. And the reason why we're in the major showdown, people of God, is because of what you're about to view in the month of March 2024. It will not, for many of us, it will be who's in position, it will be March gladness. For those, it will be March madness because of what is being done. AT&T knew what they were doing. The world banking system knew. The mainstream media knew. And all of those cities had the major hit, were major hub cities where black leaders, mayors, and political people are in those positions. You want to go Google it right now. You'll see the exact map. You look at that map and look at the map of 2020 when they said coronavirus at the height. Look at the map. You'll look at both maps, and they'll look like they're twins, and you'll be like, whoa. It'll be like, man. And if you didn't study, you will not know what the plot is. So 20 map is set. Look at 2024 map. It's set. And what happened during that time? After March, April 2020, the height of the COVID rose up. 2024, the height of frequency will rise up. That's only a four-year period. 4 years, beloved, and you have to understand what's at stake and what's being released and what is about to manifest itself in totality right now. Let me take you to the scripture. Here's what is important. I said Luke chapter 18, verses number 26. And they that heard it said, who then can be saved? Look, listen to this. Now, it is important to understand the details of what has been said here. Now, this is the gospel, and Jesus is speaking to the rich young ruler, and he's telling the rich young ruler this specific detail. Listen to the mystery of it. I'm going to read 18. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Eternal life. And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? Excuse me. None is good save one that is God, Yahweh. Thou knowest the commandment. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, all of these have I kept from my youth up. Now, when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven. Come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful. Now, that word, this word sorrowful here in the actual Greek means someone that just saw death, a grief. He was grieving as if something had died or someone had died that he loved tremendously. For he was very rich. What am I saying? The visitation now in the land that you're experiencing in the land right now is the wealth portals in the land are all shifting. 2023, 29 billionaires died. 12 in the United States. 29 died. 12 of them in the United States. Isn't that interesting? 12 in the United States. 12 tribes. 12 of them in the USA. 12 in the USA. 12 of them were in the United States of America. 29 died. 12 of them were in the United States. Now, shouldn't that let you know prophetically the timetable? Because what I'm trying to get you to understand what is being loosed and what is being released and what is trying to cause the destructions of many of us at this time. Let me read on down. The rich young ruler was sorrowful. He said, how hardly shall they that rich just enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard it said, who can be saved? And he said, the things which are impossible with man, possible with who? God. You have to understand that the impossibles and the impossibilities are manifesting right this moment at every level throughout the earth realm in the land. Everything, every single thing that's connected to the impossibles and the impossibilities are here right now. Everything. Every single thing that are in alignment are here right now. Many of us have to get past the residue and the things that have blocked your mental capacity from seeing it and understanding it or literally ascertaining it for where you are at this very time. The goods of the land are here for us. Everything. It's in total alignment right now. It's in total alignment. And there, and the impossibles, the impossible for you right now is the thing that the enemy don't want you to see or to experience. The word impossible simply means not able to occur, exist, or to be done. The enemy don't want you to fulfill anything that you have in terms of your wittiness, your creativity, your thought, the genealogy, and things he has set in place specifically for you. That's why the patterns in the earth realm are coming into alliance to the plan for which God had originated for mankind in specific details. Everything is in total alliances right now. And in this window that you're in, you don't want to miss it. And the reason why you don't want to miss it, because your genealogy is connected to the hemisphere, the trochosphere, the biosphere, the lithosphere, the heliosphere of the earth realm. And that's why everything that you see that's happening right now is in a cataclysmic showdown with the precipitation of the earth realm. In the global market, and those that are high ranking understands it. That's why when Cat Williams said it's either God's side or the other side, you have to understand on your side, but they don't have the genealogy access to it. That's why they come after you, as the way they come after you with everything inside of them. It's a timetable where you're literally watching a bipolar atmosphere. Literally, you're watching a bipolar people in the land, and confusion is everywhere, coming from every direction. And don't believe the hype right now. And the reason why you don't want to believe the hype, because who they're raising up is not who God has chosen in his plan for the promotion of the land. It's not, period. It's not. Even leader that you're watching, it's not. It's the collateral damage is too heavy right now. It's too big right now. It's too big. And for many of you, get ready to rise to the occasion. But it's going to be a fight. It's for you. It's going to be a fight. And you have to be willing to fight. And I'll tell you why. In this window, how many of you have been feeling literally like you've been fatigued? It's like you've been fatigued. You even sleep and you're feeling fatigued. You're moving, you're feeling fatigued. And the reason why you're feeling the fatigueness right now is because of what's in the atmosphere that's coming. You don't even know why you're feeling the way you feel. You go on a vacation. You ready to enjoy yourself. It's a fatigue hitting you. It's like a fatigue. And you're like, man, why am I feeling the fatigueness? And I'm not taking anything from those who took the corona virus, the corona shot. But even the magnetic forces of the shot is hitting other people. The fatigue of it's hitting a lot of people. And the enemy is trying to twist the thought. Now, it's a movie that came out. It's a movie that came out some years ago. And I'm trying to remember what movie it is. It's on Netflix. When all of these people had cell phones and they felt cell phones start coming on, and when the cell phone came on, people started losing their mind and going crazy. It started at the airport, and then this little guy was just in his ice cream truck, and they were drawing all these people. Do y'all know what movie that was? I'm trying to remember what movie it was. What I'm telling you, that's where we at right now. It's a drawing mechanism, and the magnetic forces is drawing so many people. I'm telling you. It's drawing you, and you're watching it manifest itself. That's why where we're at is a big window, a massive breakthrough. That's why sound, if you hear a certain sound in the land, this is prophetic. If you hear a certain sound in the land, you hear the certain frequency of the prophetic presence. Let me take you a little deeper, and let me go into the prophetic. Okay, I'm going to take everybody a little deeper. Everything you're watching at this massive time in the land is critical for where we're going. Now, the movie out right now, Bob Marley movie out right now, is very important for people to hear this. He changed the trajectory of the world. He changed the trajectory of the world. And the plot of how the government set him up was to change the frequency of where he was going because of who he was. Now, for many of you all, I want you to understand pivotal what I'm getting ready to share with you as it relates to frequencies, sound, acoustic, soundtrack, rhythm, movement, momentum in the land. All of these things right now are pivotal for the raising up of the men and women of God who are prophetic, who are prophetic. He was a prophet for that time. And you're watching the same thing then manifesting in this dispensation, but at a higher trajectory, in a higher dimension. And when I say a higher dimension, it's critical to know what God is doing. And it's critical to see what is getting ready to manifest for us in the land, heavy in the land. Usher stage, or where he just came from, or what he's doing, is who they have chosen and selected for the world. All of these old guards are now ending their reign. That reigning is over in the land. And we are the chosen of God right now for the world and what is being presented. Those of you who hear this word today, you're going to view a move in the United States of America that's going to be historical and epic, and it cannot be stopped at this time. It's going to be historical and epic. And when it happens, men and women of God, you will know unequivocally the plan that God has from the beginning to the end. It's going to be epic. And it's not who the Catholic Church was trying to find out from the 442 years. The royal family from the 412, because you have to understand, their reigning was 412 years. The Catholic Church was 442 years. That's why you, when you read the Word of God, Jesus came down through 40 and two generations, 400 years and 40 and two generations. The royal family, 400 years and 12 years of the tribe, because it's critical to understand the reigning and the ruling that's released right now in the land, people of God. So every position and post in this spiritual dimension has been shifted, but there's a breach. And the reason why the breach is in place, because principalities and forces do not want many of us to rise up. They can't stop it, but they can delay it or distract you. They're distracting you. You have to be very careful who's distracting you. You have to move in silence right now because of the impossibles right now. The impossible and the impossibilities are here at this very timetable in the land. It's here. And it's manifesting itself. And it's, you will see it at every level you will see it, and it will, it's going to manifest itself. Now, prepare yourself. Guard yourself. And know that it's here in the land. And don't get caught up in that phony NASA stuff that they're trying to bewitch the people with again. Got some private company talking about they going up in the moon. That's another distraction. Tap into the high level of the brain, the mind. And you going up too. If you in any place in God, you'll reach the moon before they do. You tap into the presence of God and watch how he will take you to a spiritual dimension out of this world. Because the confusion is to throw us off again. That's why you have to heighten your discernment in this timing that we're in for us to manifest the power that is being released right now. And leaders in our culture, our leaders don't have that spiritual dimension because most of them are already bowed. They already made covenant. They already made that covenant. So they can't do certain things they can't do. They don't have access to do it because of where we're at. You have the access. You have a spiritual dimension. You don't even know that you're there. You already tapped into it for where you're going, the mysterious of the land. And it's very critical to know you are the replacement. That's why you're dealing with frustration and fatigue, because it was the enemy job was to wear many of us down. That was in Daniel 4, 7 and 25. He came to wear out the saints. He came to wear us down. And many of you, you were just close to almost being wore down. Now the frequency have changed, and the realms of the spirit is in your favor, and the light is on now that you're watching the move in the land, the impossibles and the impossibilities that God has for you. Let me throw these important points at each and every one of you to understand the exact details, and I'm going to share these points, and I've shared these before, but it's critical to be able to weather the impossible storm, weathering the impossible storm. The enemy is chosen for your promotion when the heat is on. Number one in this season, number one is maintain an excellent spirit. You have to maintain an excellent spirit, excellent. Maintain an excellent spirit. You have to maintain this excellent spirit. It's because what's in you, what's inside of you, maintain an excellent spirit. That means you have to protect your eating habit. You got to protect everything about you. Maintain an excellent spirit. Number two, don't be distracted. You cannot be distracted. Don't be distracted right now. You don't want to be distracted. Some of you are carrying genes, the gene, the neurological system of the gene in the atom. You're carrying the mysteries that would alter the course of the next 20, 30 to 40 years. You do not want to be distracted. You're carrying the genealogy that will cause everything that once that was stolen and everything that wants to be hidden to be released. Because once you open your mouth, the universal plan of God. That's why you had to understand the Catholic Church or Catholicism means universal. Catholic Church has shifted everything in Vatican City, have shifted everything in the royal family, have shifted every plan that Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel have shifted. Everything in the United States government colonial system have shifted. So you can't be distracted right now. Be very careful of leaders who are in position that's supposed to be leading Black America or our people, because they're not. They're the collateral damage, and they're being used right now on the down low to try to pull us back into their traps. They don't like me, and I don't like them, but I love them, but I don't like the plan. Number three, can I have your ear in this dispensation? They can't have your ear. Everybody can't have your ear right now. They can't have your ear. And I want to say this right now, because some people are going to be in contradictory of what I'm saying. But I'm going to give you 72 hours, and God's going to reveal something. I'm prophetically asking the Lord. And 72 hours, reveal to some of the people what I'm saying here. Listen to this. There are people who say they with the Lord, people who are connected to the Lord. And I'm just talking about religious. I'm talking about religion. Even those who are coming in the name of the Lord, you're going to find out that they're not who they say they are. You already saw two of the leaders already within last year and this year alone. So that should say measures to you right now, because there are going to be many that's going to come in the name of the Lord that are distractions, and they're decoy, and they're literally of the reprobated state of mind. But they know the religious genre, and they're coming from the other side, saying they're on God's side. And so you have to be very careful of those who are gifted. Character is going to leave a stench in your life, your ministry, your neighborhood, your community, because it's already in the set place. Number three, don't stop serving God. Now, here's where this is important for many of you to understand. This is really important because we have many people that are mad with other saints and mad at people who are operating in the fivefold ministry. And the reason being, you're not mad at us, you mad at who you gave access to your frequency, who said they came in the name of the Lord. And when you found out that they were not who they were, you put everybody in the church world in a category that is disingenuous to your life and our life. Do you want me to say that again? It's because many of you were so rushing to allow people to ordain you who had blood on their hands, and your title means nothing to God and your character means nothing right now, because you opened up a portal and you gave access to people. You had to pay for something that you already have inside of you. And so you dealing with a religious fight. It's called friendly fight. Fire within the system. And now what you're battling with, you don't want to have anything to do with church people, when really you don't want to have anything to do with a person you entrusted, who you call your protector, and it was a demonic predator carrying the wrong spirit, throwing you off of your position and your post. So you're frustrated. Now, come on back into alignment. You're seeing the real prophetic people right now. You're seeing a real prophetic voice right now. And you know the reason why I'm going through all of the hell, because I didn't bow. I did not go in the back room and make deals. I didn't make covenant with those. I did not sell myself to the system. And you have to understand what's at stake after today. What I'm sharing with you, men and women of God, this is February 25th, 2024, and it's very critical of what I'm sharing with many of you right now. It's very pivotal for what's getting ready to manifest in the land at this time. I'm telling you. Do you know, let me share something with you. I got a radio broadcast, WYCN. Do you know this is the second time at the radio station that they played another ministry broadcast during my broadcast? This is the second time it happened. We had a meeting about it, and it's the second time it happened. Why? Because the enemy is putting people in position to try to snatch my frequency away. He cannot do it. This is the second time it happened. In this year, in 2024, the second time, and I'm on a national stage, radio broadcast on a national stage. The second time. So what am I saying? It's the counterfeits that want my frequency, and I wasn't willing to sell my frequency right now because I'm revealing the details of what's getting ready to manifest itself. 442 years is the exact detail. If you read the word of God, it's that exact detail. And if you go to the book of Job, those 42 chapters in the book of Job, which if you flip it around, it's a job of what God was doing in the earth realm for 42 generations. And the Gregorian calendar understood it, and the Jesuit order understood it, and Vatican City understood it, and the royal family understood it, and it's the end of an era. It's the end of an epic time in the earth realm concerning these families. And what you're watching over in Israel with Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu, you're coming to an epic end of the time that we're in right now. And you're watching the rising up of the Issachar presence. You're watching the Native American. You're watching the bloodline shift. You're watching the timetable in the earth realm shift. And that's why Bill Gates is selling all of his stuff right now. You can Google that right now, because he knows he's at the end of the era. And many of the documents that was on Epstein's plane has been revealed, and they still haven't released all of it in detail. And you're watching it, people of God. It's manifesting itself right now. You are seeing it with your natural eye. So the distractors of the system is to create a blackout so that they can hide what they've been trying to keep from you. It will not stop. It will not happen, because you're in it right now. You're in a prophetic presence right now. And everything that you're happening, everything that's manifested is manifested right now. I was offered, if I would be able to serve, I would be paid for the data. You know why? Because of the accuracy of what I shared. Many of you, 2 weeks ago, I believe it was two weeks ago, the 11th, when I told the people, Sister Nicole, that's why they were blocking you over there in England. When I told the people that there's getting ready to be a major, shootout. That's the word of you. And that day it happened, but the following week it was a major mass shooting, the mass shooting. That's why I said mass shooting. And when I told the people what happened, you see what happened? You see what happened over when the Kansas City Chiefs, that big major shooting? Well, 2 days before it happened, I was on my page right here and I told the world. But what shocked America, the United States government, what shocked them is when I told everybody in 2020, when it was 2020, I believe 2021, I believe it was, when I told the world what was happening in the United States Congress before it happened. I told you the chaos that was happening in Congress. I saw Congress people, senators, and everybody running confusion. When I revealed that and told the world, they immediately started monitoring everything I was doing because they was trying to figure out, how did I know that? How did I predict what transpired? How did I predict what was happening over in what I told them was going to happen over in Israel? So I started giving specific detail of everything that's happening. And when I did that, they started monitoring. I was getting on the plane yesterday. And so now, you know, I could smell a rat anyway. I was getting on the plane, and here's a rat. They had a rat getting on the plane with me. So I said it loud enough so he can understand that I already knew you were already there. So when I was talking on the phone, I was talking to somebody that said, let me move from over here by the CIA agent because he think I'm a fool. So let me move from back. He got so red in the face, he stood there. He didn't even move. He didn't even move. He stood there. I walked around the circle, came over there. You know why he didn't move? Because he didn't realize that I'm a prophet. I'm not a profiteer. See, that's the difference between a profiteer and a prophet, because I'm revealing. Then he got on the plane and went all the way to the back of the seat, because I'm revealing to the world what is going on. All right, let me move into the prophetic. Let me give you two more points, and I'm going to flow in the prophetic for some of you all. Okay, I gave you 4 points. How many did I give you? 4 points? 4 points. 4 points. All right. Number 5, continue to stay steadfast in your prayer life. David said in Psalm 55, he said, at morning, at noon, and at evening will I pray and cry aloud. And when he cried aloud, because he was in a spiritual dimension. So when the enemy came in, the enemy was not able to do what the enemy wanted to do to him, period. You have to stay in a posture of prayer. You have to stay in a posture of prayer so that you can release his presence from within you. Your posture of prayer releases his presence within you. So as you stay in that posture of prayer, things will manifest itself in your life. God will reveal to you everything you need when you stand in the posture of prayer. That's critical for many of us at this timetable in our life. Stay in the posture of prayer. It's not how long you pray, it's how strong you pray. When you're praying, you don't have to pray for 25 hours. That's some meditation. When you're praying, you're communing with God's presence on your life, like you're going into the spirit world. Meditation opens you up to the genes and the neurons to take you to the atom and the pineal of who you are, because the light goes off in you in that dimension. If you ever notice, when people pray, they're praying to compete against each other. Your prayer is not to compete. Your prayer is to seal a spiritual dimension in the spirit realm. It's to complete your assignment of frequency. not to compete with another man and woman of God in the prayer realm. That's why Jesus talked about praying and babbling. You have to tap into that spiritual dimension, and God will move. Daniel prayed 3 times a day, and guess what happened? Demon spirits in people were angry because he defied the odds based upon the God for 30 days. He broke through. Some of you, you're breaking through right now. You're breaking through. You're piercing through a spiritual dimension. And the spiritual dimension has something to do with the Gregorian calendar. I'm going to teach something. I'm going to do this so you can really understand how the Gregorian calendar of the last 442 years has had most of us, our bodies, our mind, and our thought were off balance. Some of you were wondering, why have you been off balance, even from your birthing canal? Because it's the timetable and the trajectory of how they designed the calendar, 13 months, condensed it to 12 months, and manipulated the critical month of February and gave you the leap year, because the equator and the Mason-Dixon line and the equinox are all in balance to humanity, culture, and body. And so many of you, you're not off balance. You were not sick. It was the calendar that started determining the precipitation of your body criteria. And your body criteria is designed for the eternal sound of God. You're connected to his sound. And when it's controlled and manipulated by a calendar, it throws you off of the spiritual dimension for where you are at in your human life. And so many of us, we've been trying to figure out why our equilibrium have been off, why our body count have been off, why our blood been off, because of the calendar that was set up. And now your body is coming into alignment, and guess what? You rejected it because you didn't even know you were following a system, this calendar system. And for many of you, in this civilization, write this down, everybody, we're in the civilizational covenant right now. This has something to do with the civilizational covenant, and I'll tell you why, men and women of God. I want women to hear this, especially women. You're in a civilizational covenant right now because there's no woman that's on the throne right now in England. King Charles is the king, but he's in a position that is unauthorized. That's why he's dealing with what he's dealing with in his body, in his prostrate. And there's, and on the royal seat right now, there's a concierge. Do you know what a concierge? She's not the queen. She's a concierge. She's standing instead, and she has no power. And so what you're going to see, you're going to see the biggest ceremony for many people. Folk, you're going to actually see folks finding the secrets of who you are right now. That's why they try to change the posture of many of the women in the world. That's why many women, you were off balance. You were caring. You were being feminine, but you had to be masculine because they threw you off your balance. And that's why many women were off their position in the earth, man. And you're coming into balance right now, and you're fighting your own femininity. You want to go Google that too? Go Google that too. You'll find out. And that's why no one is sitting in the royal seat right now. And you see the Pope in Vatican City, he's not even in operation right now. Because what they're doing right now is at this very moment in Vatican City, in the Vatican City there, they're right now, they're trying to decide who will be the next in succession, and who they want in succession, the people, a few selected people are fighting it. And King Charles' son, who was supposed to be next in line, his wife is dealing with something in her body. So he had to step away from his royal duties, leaving Harry and Meghan in post. And because Queen Elizabeth couldn't get their child, because she needed that blood, she wouldn't, it wasn't allowed. And that's why he went over to Los Angeles and he did that live show with Oprah. Now you see all the chaos that's going on in the world. And it was a decoy to throw many of us off. And now one of the biggest leaders in the church, in the black church Mecca, has been collateral damage. And you're getting ready to see the sign of the timing in all cylinders of the earth. And it's manifesting. And today is February 25th, 2024. And it's in every single thing. I want you to hear this, beloved. Every single thing from the high-ranking families of the world to the Vatican City to the royal family, to the Israelis, to the United States of America, you're watching the civilizational covenant launched. That's why they're trying to throw people off with these people talking about they're going to the moon. No, what they're trying, that's a sign, that's a symbol. They're trying to change the light, the gene. They ain't going to no moon. They try to get to the luna of you to change you, and it will not happen. What point am I at? Let me do the next point. This is very powerful, and I'm getting ready to preach this to everybody so you can hear this. This move today, what you're getting ready to see today, is enemies are going to have to work now. Daniel made his enemy work. He didn't blame the enemy. I want everybody to write this down. You're not going to blame your enemy. You're going to shame your enemy. Your every enemies right now are going to have to work at this time in the earth realm. And you're not going to blame them. You're going to shame your enemy. Our enemies are being shamed because of what they tried to do to us. They cannot kill the solution. You can't kill a solution. The solution is the answer to their pollution. Your job is not to blame the enemy, it's to shame the enemy. That's why the enemy is running rampant and crazy. Look at our world, because right now everything is being shamed in the earth realm except those who are the prophetic people. You are the people that are shaming them. That's why they don't have no control over the White House. Look at the president. They have to have Secret Service close to him. Look at what's going on. It's being shamed. Don't even blame them. Shame them. They're being shamed at this very moment. Everything that the devil has done, he's been shamed about it. You ain't got to even call his name up. Number one, excellent spirit. Number two, don't be distracted. Number three, don't let them have your ear. Number four, don't stop serving God. Number five, stay in that posture of prayer. Number six, this is a very powerful piece. This is the time where the enemy is being shamed. You don't have to blame them. They're being shamed. God is executing a plan out of this world. That's why, look at what's going on in the world right now. You see everybody, all of the enemies are in knots. They're fighting each other. They're trying to destroy each other. They're trying to take each other out. And who are they using to try to cover for them? Look at who's the press secretary for the president of the United States. She is so confused right now. All she's doing right now, she's trying to cover this man, even with what she's trying to do. She can't even cover him because it's a shame. And they're using her. Look at the Secretary of Defense. He's been having issues in his body because his body is in contradiction of what he has to do. It's being shamed. The enemy is being shamed right now. And I could tell many of you right now, people who don't like you, they have to face you and they don't want to. They're right in your face. And they have to face you, and they don't want to, because the enemy has to work at this very moment. They're working their hardest at this very moment. Number six, the enemy has to work. He is being shamed. You ain't got to blame him. He's being shamed. Daniel shamed the enemy. He didn't even blame the enemy. Hallelujah. Number seven, this is very powerful. This is very powerful. Number seven, Daniel changed and impacted the empire. The entire world, what's at stake is the empire. What you just saw at the NFL halftime show was about ushering in as the gatekeeper for the next 20 years. He's supposed to be the gatekeeper of the next 20 years. And guess what just happened? What did he just do? He just got married. Y'all remember that? That's another decoy. I'm trying to help y'all out.